Okay, get the sound. Is there? Okay. Hey. Right.
Hi.
Come on.
Nothing.
Oh my goodness. We're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. It's a Man Cave broadcast.
It's been a little while.
I know.
Month?
About. Yeah. I'm actually like pulling it up right now to see when our last episode was.
I was wondering why you were holding onto your phone.
Yeah. August 23rd.
August 23rd. Hmm. So just a little over a month.
Yeah. Just over, huh?
Well, those two episodes that came in to be one were pretty damn good, so we need a little recovery period from those.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was a lot to do there, so they did get two episodes, so technically it's like we've only been gone for like 2 weeks if you spread it out right.
Right.
Maybe that's what I should do in the future is just have it, like cut them in half. Well, what I found out too the other day, because I had to split it up, was because apparently GarageBand has just a complete stick up its ass, and it's like, we're not going to let you export anything that's over an hour and a half long.
Why?
I don't know. So I had to cut it in half.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that out after the fact when you were editing it?
Yeah. Because I said the reason it took me so long to get it edited and put out was because it would not bounce over to iTunes. I could not get it out of GarageBand over. So I just sat there and fought for like a week and a half, and then finally cut it in half, and I was like, motherfucker. And I had to do like a bunch of Googling shit, and then also in that time I managed to find that one little button, literally it's one button, that finally got the volume for our voices back into the show.
Oh.
So you notice how in episode 7 like everyone talked louder?
Yes.
Well, that's because there was one button. It was literally one click. And all of a sudden it was like, I can hear everything. I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering. Oh, God, I did karaoke last weekend.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
It was a mess.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you drunk?
Yeah. Well, it's usually a spectator sport for me, but I went. As I've said many times, it's a spectator sport, but I ponied up and I did a duet.
Good, good, man up.
Yep, I did the same duet before. That was a huge embarrassing failure. I thought maybe time two would be better, and it was not. I sang Picture, Kid Rock, and Sheryl Crow.
That's the one that Jess wants to duet with me real bad.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
What happened?
I just heard my voice over it, and I was like, oh, God. Yeah. I heard cats in the alley. Yeah, yeah, crying. It was bad. But, you know, I did it, so.
Yeah. Speaking of cats, fantastic shirt.
Oh, thank you. It is my Cat Saturday shirt.
Yep.
Yep.
Got it. That's clearly a Chive shirt.
Definitely is.
Good. I love it, because you'll notice up here, I've got Chive Drive up on the wall. I've got Keep Calm and Chive On. I've got my glowy sign over here.
It glows?
It does glow. I can turn it on.
Please.
You want it on?
Green, I presume.
Like, yeah, it's green. Yeah. So just keep talking.
I will. I was actually surprised. I learned about the Chive that I guess they do a lot of charity stuff. It's not just when I first heard about it. It was all pictures of, like hot chicks and stuff, which is fine. That's absolutely okay. But yeah, they do a lot of charity stuff. And I guess there's some like random act of kindness thing that they do. So you can buy their shirts and give them to people. Oh, that is nice. That sets a nice mood. I'm glad I'm not sitting where you are, because you know I'd have to try to go over that cord that's stretching across the room, and that would be a mess.
No.
Everything would crash down.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It would be a disaster.
Yeah. And I love that sign, so don't break that sign.
I won't. Well, it looks like it's plastic, yeah? Like poly whatever.
Yeah, polyurethane or whatever.
Latex? No.
What are condoms made out of? Like hard condom?
Well, there are latex. There's also your lambskin.
Yeah, there are. If you want to be like a hipster about it, be like, oh, this is what great, great, great grandpa used.
But lambskin doesn't protect against HIV, so.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Who thought of that? They're like, hey, you know what? We use a lot of this stuff for like sausages and shit. Let's do the same thing with the wieners.
Let's do that. But hey, would you rather have HIV or get somebody knocked up? Let's be honest.
That's a tough question.
Either way, it's a lifelong problem.
Right, exactly.
Either way.
Well, one of them was lifelong. One of them lasts you 18 years. Then it goes away.
True, but didn't Magic Johnson's go away?
Yeah. He injected straight cash into his veins. So that probably
it's amazing how something doesn't have a cure, but if you've got enough money.
He did it. No, I really think with that one, and I think I've even talked about it on the show, but I think he had a fake diagnosis. Or
really?
A bad diagnosis. Yeah. Because it's like, had his go away 20 years ago when it was a death sentence for everyone else. Like, they just finally are starting to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, guess what? I got AIDS. Guess what? I don't.
Guess I don't. Psych.
By the grace of God. Like, there's no way that just goes away. By the way, we've just got these two shots of Fireball sitting here.
We did.
We clearly need to do this because it was such a good idea last time. Oh, my God.
Boy, was it. Cheers.
Ugh.
hot.
You know, normally I'm pretty good with that, but you clearly have a bigger dick than I do on this one. Because it fucking gets me. And you're just kind of like, mm.
I'm like, ah.
Let's go for round two.
Tastes like those, well, I was about to say tastes like those fireball candies. Weird how that works.
Weird how, yeah.
But I did get some goosebumps on my arm, just barely, but did they're you? Gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so thank you for pouring my wine out of my Chick-fil-A foam cup into a classy mason jar handle.
You're welcome.
Mug. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you for bringing the Pinot Gris.
You are welcome. You can always count on me. You know this, so last weekend I went to a beer crawl down in Phoenix.
Yeah, I know, because we were going to do a show last weekend, and then like 4 hours before it, you're like, beer crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably it would have been a much better decision to have done the show.
Really?
It was a mess. So I went out Friday night, was definitely hungover when I woke up, had to be at a place at 11 to head to the crawl down in Phoenix. I was still hungover, hadn't eaten anything. Checked on my friend's cat, ate a little lasagna while I was checking on the cat. Left, we went down
was
there.
Your friend's cat Garfield?
No, Gatto, actually.
Gatto?
Yes.
He named his cat Cat.
Her, yeah, the cat's a girl, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It I is Gatto. He named
his cat Cat.
Her cat.
Her cat.
Her cat. It's just she's all around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we went down there, and it was such a good idea to start. We got free growlers because we were the first 200 people.
That's baller.
Went from place to place. There's this barbershop down in Phoenix that serves beer when you go.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called? It's got to have a classy name.
There's so much I don't remember from last Saturday. Yeah.
Was it a bunch of black guys in the barbershop, though? Like,
no.
There couldn't have been a white guy in there. Or was the white guy, like, super
they're like Italian.
Old?
No, there was, like, some Italians, you know, getting all lined up and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it was still fun. Had a great time. But at the last establishment we were at, I was reminded 2 days ago that... See, I didn't take my purse because I didn't want to carry a bunch of shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
I lifted from the establishment these teeny little mason jar shot glasses that have little handles.
Okay.
I don't know where it's at. I risked imprisonment for this, and now I cannot find it, so we shall see. But oh, it was a good time.
Well, where were you keeping everything? Because it had to either go in your bra, or did you have like really big pants?
Bra. Yep.
That's interesting.
Went in my bra.
Yeah.
Like, no idea.
Ma'am, are you like really cold?
Like, yes.
Because those nipples it's are a gigantic. Tuma.
Yeah.
It's the third boob. It's like that one girl who got herself a third boob.
Oh, God.
What's her name? It's like Jasmine Tri-Devil or something like that.
I don't know, but it's gross. They already have Halloween costumes out there, so if you're listening, snatch those up because I hear it's going to be a hot commodity.
Do they really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was a wet t-shirt winner 1 year, and they just wore like these pillows, and you wore the sheer white shirt over it with a little sash. It's a wet t-shirt contest winner. I didn't actually wet my t-shirt all night.
What?
God, your face right now.
My God. No, I thought you said you won a wet t-shirt contest.
No, the only one I've ever
you
done,
went.
I didn't win.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't. I think someone with fake boobs won.
Well,
but, hey.
It kind of happens a lot.
Everyone has a bucket list, so I crossed that one off.
Well, that's solid. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the way home from said pub crawl, the individual who was driving definitely got pulled over going the wrong way down a one-way street.
That's bad.
Oh yeah. And somehow he lost his wallet at the time as well, so when the cop came up, he's like, oh, I don't know where the fuck my wallet is. Whole car smelled awful. Cop takes his name, goes back to the car, comes back, and is like, all right, what you guys want to do is just turn around, you can get to I-10 by going this way, have a good night. Did not make him get out. Nothing.
Really?
I don't know how the hell it happened.
Jeez, that's nope. Awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. Are you pulling up Three Tits McGee over there?
Well, yeah, not only am I pulling it up, but it apparently has already hit Snopes.
Oh yeah, it is a hoax. I found that out yesterday.
What?
Yep.
No, it's not.
Thank goodness it is.
No.
It's a hoax.
No, I don't want it to be.
Come on, you've seen the pictures. Do you really want that?
Kind of.
Ugh.
The more boobs, the merrier.
Yeah, but as I looked at her, I mean, even though they're all pretty much in line, all I could think of was cock and balls. Because there were just three distinct pieces. No.
I know, but I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It seems like they look pretty solid. Let's just be honest. They looked real.
Photoshop is a great thing.
It's not Photoshop. They've had her on TMZ. They've had her on like local news as she's been showing this thing off. Like, it's pretty good.
Well, it's a pretty damn good hoax.
Apparently, well,
you know, now they're doing
she
temporary.
Just needs to show them. She just needs to show them.
Just prove it and just be done.
Yeah, which is what she's going for. She wants that show. She wants that MTV.
That's so dumb. Oh, what does this world come to?
Oh my God.
I wonder if she did. They've got this new thing where you can get temporary breast implants that last for like 48 hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can just fill them up and take them for a test run, but they're like $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get it. I keep trying to find, like, something. Ugh. Jeez, I don't know. Like,
nope, see that? Look. Okay, so in this picture, she's got a shirt on, and it's kind of low cut. It totally looks like a penis hanging over balls, like if you don't see the whole end of it. That is exactly what it looks
it
like.
It does.
It does. Ruined That's it for you. I'm awesome. Sorry, Shane.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fake.
Jeez. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I got to find it. Oh, a scam artist. Side of the prosthesis was found in her suitcase. Well, it's a damn good prosthesis. And like I said, I gotta see this thing in action, because it's like, it looks fucking real.
In action, I just picture like doggy style with all three of them swinging, get them all going in different directions. Ugh,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be awful.
The best part about it though is that if you were doing it doggy style, is that they would totally be clapping the whole time.
Maybe you get different rhythms, you know?
Right. You start playing, like, Back in Black or something.
Get a little Johnny Cash. I hear those tits a-coming. They're coming around the bend.
That's great. That's a good song. I need to do that.
Yeah.
I'll make that song, and I'll have her be in the music video.
Just clap them the whole time. Oh, God. I just, you know, it's... when, you know, you grow up and you go through history class and you see all these things, people are like, I can do anything and be great. And now it's, what can I do just to be famous? And then that will be my success. It's a sad, sad thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the reason, like, we're all so interested in it is like, boobs are really cool. And they're always going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone's like, hey, you want to see them? I'm going to say yes. Doesn't really matter who it is.
Because you see one pair. And you want to see them all.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It sets a fire. So if somebody goes, hey, you want to see my three boobs? I'm going to be like, yeah. Yeah, I really do. Because that's new. I've got a pretty good idea of what most of them are going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before they come out, I'm like, I have an idea of what these are going to look like. But three boobs, I've never seen that.
Like, I like to see that.
And I'm like, this could be different. Mm. Let's just see. Maybe it has a face. Who knows?
Well, I would encourage you. Have you seen the porns with the guys with the two penises?
What? No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I will let you search, because I have no idea what I would be looking for, nor do I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe two dicked on? Who knows?
Two dicked on?
I don't know. But I've seen it. And, you know, it's one of those search things like, oh, this is awful, but I can't help but look. Hold on.
Are they real, or do they get Snopes out?
It was pretty action packed. It was pretty action packed.
I'm really afraid to look at this, I'll be honest.
Why I feel, how do I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to think of the search terms now. Hold on. I got this thing in my mouth and I just can't think.
Well, it's good. I'm proud of you. At least we can hear you this time.
That's true. It was like I was in a tunnel, so I'm gonna focus this time. Although last time turned into a goddamn mess.
It really was bad.
Oh.
There was a lot of drinky.
Yeah. Your dad, he was like, yeah, I haven't listened to the episode. I'm like, just so you know, episode 2, part 2 of that is downhill and just a disaster.
It gets really, really messy really, really quick. But I had a lot of people who still came to me and were like, that was like the best episode I've ever heard. And
did
like,
you?
Yeah. And I had to be honest with them at one point. I'm like, I literally heard that episode for the first time the other day because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Like, there was a large blur at one point, like when I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't even remember these words coming out of my mouth.
Oh no, neither do I. And you know, bless Aaron, because I was all set to cruise on home after two bottles of wine and three shots of Fireball.
Right.
She's like, how about you just take a nap?
Yeah.
We're going to order pizza. You should just sit here.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, she did. Cause you slept for a while.
Yeah. And I woke up, I'm like, oh, hey. Okay. So the 10 facts you want to know about the guy with two penises.
Oh, no.
He can come out of both penises at the same time. Oh, and his name is Double Dick Dude. I was close. He can ejaculate and urinate out of both. I wonder if he can choose which one. Someone asked, have you ever come on two faces at the same time? And he said, yep, that was fun.
Are they next to each other or on top of each other?
It was one above, one below.
Oh, my goodness.
Girls are much more freaked out about it than guys. He only tells a few about his double pronged member. He picks favorites. Oh, wait, it says a left penis. Maybe I'm wrong. How many of these people are there? It does mean double blue balls. Hold on. He has really, really weird and great sex. So if you imagine, you get DP and be like, dude, I was only with one guy.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. But
this is just a fact thing. This doesn't show any pictures, and I really want you to see the pictures.
I kind of don't.
Oh, well, but, you should.
I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I just subjected you to the amazing photos of Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, that was no subjection. That was, wow.
Those are fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. I still can't believe that happened, because that was like right after our first podcast, or the, you know, the one we did last month with Aaron and Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And like the week after, I was just like, huh, well, let's see here. These are amazing. And it came out on Twitter.
I just want to turn the sound off.
Oh my
god. I don't know how to work this thing.
There's thingaroos there.
Where is it?
Let me see this.
Help me.
Oh my gosh. Is this the?
Yeah.
Oh boy. I'm afraid of this.
Oh boy.
Let's just fast forward to the horrible
meat
parts.
Meat and potatoes of it. Or the double meat.
Oh my god.
Ah, there it is.
What the fuck is that thing? Who does that? It's like, doing.
And they're big.
I don't even know what to do with this. This has to be fake. Like, this girl's like, yeah, let's do this with the two wieners. No fucking thanks. There's no way these are both real. This can't be real.
Yeah.
How does this happen? That one kind of looks fake.
No, it's like move your
hand. It's like really plasticky. Oh. This is terrifying. How do you find something like this? What were you searching for?
I don't know how I stumbled upon it.
You're like, oh, well, I'm getting real tired of one dick porn. I hope I can find two dick porn someday. Oh, look at that.
Hey!
Didn't even need a... Whoa. It's terrifying.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Happy Saturday. Guess.
Now I'm not going to be able to watch anything normal ever again.
Yee,
go right on in there. Jesus.
Jess is gonna be home and you're like, Jess, I gotta show you something.
Oh,
check
I'm going
this out.
To. She's going to cry.
Oh,
that is, he's just going to town on both of those, aren't he?
Yep.
Oh, poor girl.
I don't know what I would do. Like, if I wasn't told ahead of time, also I'm like, What? Like, you have to. Just be like, hey, just so you know.
You'd be knifing someone because you'd be like, there's an alien in my house. Step. Like, he has to tell somebody, yo, I got two wieners. Just to let you know. And they'd be like, what? I don't understand. I got two wieners. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to all pop out and you're going to be, oh, see, here we go. Here it comes.
So, how you feel about seeing that is kind of what I think about Chick with Three Tits.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's because I think Chick with Three Boobs is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is terrifying. Like, there are dudes with two wieners running around, and this girl's just like, hey, this is the best time ever. I love this. I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
And they're different sizes.
Yeah, the for you those listeners out there, the bottom one is a little shorter. Oh, look, he can beat them all both off at the same time with one hand.
This has got to be fake. Like, we gotta search something, because this is...
I don't know. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I did not watch that much of that. Oh, my God. Oh.
No. It's...
I'm choking for her.
He just fire hosed that chick.
Dear Lord.
I'm telling you, there's no way that's real. Because he like, backs his hand off. And like 5 seconds later, just Krispy Kremes this chick.
You could see it's... Oh.
No. That's... This is the worst show I've ever done.
This is awful.
The worst. It's these are totally, totally fake. There's no way they're real. There's got to be a button on his butt. And he's just like, release the Kraken.
It's like on Saturday Night Live when Will Ferrell pretends to throw up and he's got his sleeve with the like little straw that comes out.
That's exactly what that had to be.
Oh.
I mean, you don't just like kind of, I'm gonna rub it a few seconds and then I'm going to back my hands off. And 10 seconds later, we're going to super soak this hole.
Oh, that was rough.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't watch it that much. I was just like, that can't be. And then I stopped, but didn't fast forward through it.
I got to leave it up because, I got to show Jess later. I can't even look at that iPad
You just threw it across the room onto the beanbag. He's like, no. You no. go away.
No more beanbag. Or no more iPad.
You're terrible iPad. Everybody hates you.
You've forsaken me.
God. Did you see? Oh, damn those iPhone 6s. The dude in Australia who was the first one to get the iPhone 6 and he dropped it.
On live TV. What an idiot.
And you just hear the whole crowd go, oh.
Oh, and he's just like,
Like, So here I am. Everywhere I look, you've got Mac.
Yeah.
You got the Mac computer. You got the condemned iPad over there. You've got your iPhone. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Going to get it?
I mean, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. It's a big phone, obviously, which I like.
Oh, you would get the...
I'm not going to get the Plus. No way.
The mini iPad mini?
Yeah, I can't. Like, my mom has a Note 3, right? And she's put that thing up to her head, and I'm like, you look like a moron. Because she puts a book up to her head is what she's doing. It's like, if I wanted to talk to the Bible, I wouldn't talk to it on the phone like that. Like, that's what she does. She just, hey, how's it going? I'm like, you
look... She's got a blind spot. She can't see to the side.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's way too big. I don't use my phone for something like that. Like, I'm okay with the size of the 5S. I could use a little bit more real estate on there, which I'm happy that they're going to have that for the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the 6 Plus I don't need.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need that anytime soon. But yeah, I mean, next year when my contract runs out, sure. I'll go get it. Hopefully they've strengthened them up so they stop bending.
Mm, yes.
Of course, I'm not a hipster, so I don't wear tight pants.
Stupid idiots.
God, so I mean, they're bending things. It. Well, you know what? It's not as bad finding out that your pants bent your phone as it is when people put out a fake, fake advertisement saying, hey, let's talk about wave technology and what you can do with your phone and how you can put it in the microwave and charge it by putting it to the high power for 40 seconds.
Dumb shits.
And having people just blow up their phones. Those are the same assholes that believed the advertisement that said, hey, with iOS 7, when you upgrade, they actually made it waterproof.
Yes.
And so they upgrade and like, let's try it. Dunk. And you see all these pictures of people their iPhones in a glass of water because they thought it was real. You just can't be that gullible.
I mean, I don't know that much about technology. I know enough to get by, but I know enough that an operating system is not going to seal the nooks and crannies of my phone so that water cannot seep past its seals.
Right. Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And wasn't there one where it would change the color of it?
Maybe. Yeah. I think so.
Some dumb crap like that. It's natural selection. Those are the people. But
that's the thing, though, is that those people are the ones who keep breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Because the regular ones, you know, we have maybe a kid if we're lucky, but most of us are too busy doing stuff. Those are the ones who are like, yay, I've got my EBT card. Let me go buy myself a phone. My kids don't need to eat. Let's have 7 more kids.
Let's buy an iPhone. Jesus. Because that's probably the best spending of my $300.
Oh, my God. I don't get it. I don't understand how people can be so stupid.
Yeah.
And then be brave enough to put it on the internet. I don't understand. My wave technology is not working.
You guys fucked me over. Yeah. What the hell? Why would you do something like that? Why would you do something like that?
Right. Did you not learn anything? Have you never put a loaf of bread in the microwave on accident with the little twisty tie still on it? And they've been like, there's lightning in my microwave.
My big one was when I was younger. My mom would freeze our Capri Sun so that way we keep our lunch cold. And it was summertime and I was at home alone. I'm like, I want my Capri Sun now.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's rough.
Also, if you are trying to melt chocolate chips quickly, do not put them in a plastic bowl, Tupperware bowl for about 5 minutes because little did I know they will ignite on fire inside of the microwave. Yes. Oh, God. I don't know how I live. Also, I'm like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's.
Yes. And ramen will also ignite in a pan should you fall asleep during the 2 minutes that it takes to cook it. And you'll be woken with the awful stench of burnt ramen.
Oh, my God.
And regret. And feeling I'm 30 years old and I just did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, stupid, stupid people. Those are like the ones who are responsible for having like the warnings on hair dryers not to use in the shower. You know, trying to cut your time in half. It's nonsense.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I need my Pop-Tarts. Let's just bring the toaster in the bathtub with me.
It'd be super convenient.
Funk. Oh, well.
But I just set it on the edge. So what's new with you?
Nothing. This.
Nothing?
This
oh,
is what's
there
new
is
with
Jennifer
me.
Lawrence.
Just fantastic boobs.
Her boobs still look good.
Yeah, and the way you know they're hers, by the way, see that little mole?
Mm-hmm.
Little mole right above her boobie?
Yep.
That's on all of them.
Ah, yes. She looks pretty there.
Oh,
she just got off the beach. You know she did.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm just sunny. Oh, She's clean shaved.
She really is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is her.
I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. It kind of looks like the back of her head.
Kind of looks like her chin from the side, yeah. But she just dropped something. We're just going to pick it up.
She's going to get that quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a fantastic human being.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. I really appreciate her.
Yeah. Her boobs aren't too big. They're not small. I'd say those are damn near close to perfect.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. More than a handful's of waist. And she is just like right on the cusp.
Yeah. I'd like to say, she should be embarrassed for those being out. But no, I'd be like, yeah.
Jealous? These are me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Absolutely. So that's all you got? That's all that's new?
No, I've got a lot more saved on the computer.
Oh, I meant new in your life, but that's all that's the only place your head goes.
Whoops. what else is new? What else is new?
You're running. Hit a goal. Running.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. That took forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been training to, I'm actually got the invitation the other day for end of October. I'm going to go test for the Mesa Police Department.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's exciting. So their goals are, to get in the test and even get through, you have to do a mile and a half in 15 minutes and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to pull it off in 14:55.
Nice.
So I was really happy about that. And then you got to do 29 push-ups in a minute, which I'm really close to finishing that one up. My fat ass is just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sit-ups, you have to do like 31 in a minute, which I crushed that.
Nice.
So I could do that in 40 seconds and have time to spare and keep going. So, it's really cool. I'm excited, and I'll be trying that here at the end of next month. So I just got to keep working out and not drinking so much Fireball and Pinot Gris. But
Our friendship is going to be put on hiatus because I have requirements. Yeah, we should go do a 5K. Although I would hate for you to go do one of those and break something.
Right.
Prior to it.
Well, you never know.
But it'd be a good training. They're fun.
They are fun.
Yeah.
Well, I like 5Ks because they sound like they're a long ways. They're not.
They're not.
It's like 2 miles.
And you can do half of them, so you'd be fine doing all of it.
Like get
all
amped up. Like a 2.5K?
What?
Like a 2.5K?
So,
do they have a 1K?
No.
They should just do a 1K. Be like, 1,000 feet.
I saw an advertisement for an instant gratification 0K.
I saw that the other day. All right, ready, go. Okay, go get your shirts.
And go get your free t-shirt. I've done Pat's Run. I've done a couple other little fun ones.
Pat's Run.
They're fun.
I like doing Pat's Run. Pat's Run, though, has gotten like dangerous over the last couple of years because it is so popular that it's like I was tripping over people and I tripped over a dog. And I was like, I want to punch your dog. And then
this is supposed to be a peaceful event.
Yeah.
Why are you starting fights?
And then not only that, but it's through Tempe. So, I mean, it's like it's all hills and valleys there.
Oh, that one bridge. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a tough one. Well, and also you get those people, it's controversial. Some people are like, why are you supporting that? And then it goes into the whole politics thing of it. And
right.
Like, I just wanted to go out for a run. Yeah. And that one's cool because it's not 5K. It's more than that.
Is it?
Yeah, 5K is 3.5 miles. This is 4.2.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just like running into Sun Devil Stadium like a badass.
Yeah.
You're just like, dun, 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 dun. And then you feel real cool, and then no one looks at you. So it's like, who fucking cares?
Like, where's my family? Isn't there supposed to be this whole welcoming thing?
Oh, no, they're at the bar. Oh, no.
I'll meet you there.
Are you doing what I think you're doing?
Oh. No, I was just looking at it.
Oh, you're just looking at it?
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
Everyone's like, what's she looking at?
It's Fireball. Or as, what do we say? Because you said that it makes your balls hurt. And I said, oh, it's just like the devil's cum.
Yeah.
Because it is very syrupy at this moment.
It's really. I don't know if it's because it's at the end of the bottle or what, but I mean, it came out thick.
Yes. Kind of like Two Dick Dan there.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know if it was just milky.
Ugh.
Normally, it's a solid part of the show, but that I was unappreciative of.
Yeah. I don't care for that part of the show.
Doesn't bother me.
Not on the face.
No, what always gets me is solid work. I'm such a girl. No, what I always hate about porn is, you're going, it's a good, right? And you're like, yeah, all right, here comes the end. And right as you're about to hit the end, that camera decides to cut away to his face.
Oh, yes.
It's like, no, what do I do? I can't stop. Oh, no, go back. And
he
just stays there for like 30 seconds. And he's just like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God. Am I gay? I don't know.
Oh, so, guys, sex faces.
It's horrible. I know. The vinegar strokes.
The what?
You ever heard of the vinegar strokes?
No.
Yeah, it's how a dude's face looks right when he pops, because it's always the weirdest face that he could ever make, and it looks like he's smelling vinegar. So you just go like...
Oh, I hate being part of that, knowing that of your life right now, Shane.
That's not mine. Mine's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're like, yeah.
It's just, it's all rainbow.
Suddenly harps and angels appear around, like, around Shane's head, like, dee dee, beautiful.
Yeah. There's no way that it's just like this. I gotta show you it, the clip. It's on, it's from The League. You ever watch that? So it's a show on FX. It's about a bunch of dudes who do fantasy football. And that's one of their episodes, is they manage to, they somehow get to see each of the guys' vinegar strokes from the throughout the show. So I'll have to show you that episode, because it's really funny. The whole show is hilarious, but that vinegar strokes episode is one of the funniest.
So, oh, I'd ask you what girls' faces are like too, but I don't know. I don't think I want to know what Jess's O face is. Because I imagine, I mean, if guys look stupid, girls probably look stupid too. I mean, because in the porn, you really can't judge by that, because half the time they're all fake.
It's all faked anyways. You know. Yeah. I don't know. What's yours look like?
I don't know.
You don't?
I fake it every time. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
I don't know.
No clue what's going on. You're just like, what am I supposed to look like? Let's do this.
Oh, if I tighten my face up a little bit, it'll look like, yeah, he believes it. Okay.
Yeah, that'll look good.
Oh, I hope Bones is on.
Gotta get my dry clean. Get off the bed, cat.
I guess I could start watching sports now. This is sex.
I actually, this season, speaking of, I've
tried
to watch football.
Okay. Because
before I've always been just so, well, I've been trying to make an effort to pay more attention to it. I mean, I like, I can watch it, but I've never been one to be like, oh my God, the game's on. So I'm trying, you know, once we go and watch the game somewhere.
Okay.
But I work Sundays, so that makes it a little tough watching the Broncos.
It's been tough. Right.
Freaking last Bronco game was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Even though they lost.
They need to pull it out. I mean, didn't they play against Seattle, though?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, Seattle had something to prove, because they beat them so bad in the Super Bowl that they went to be like, we hope this isn't a fluke. So Russell Wilson had to go out and just spank the pants off of them. But yeah, I mean, it got close. But then
that last quarter, Broncos were like, oh, fuck yeah. I wish I tried to drive home and be able to catch the last part of overtime, but I missed it, and then I just heard that they lost. So
yeah.
I wasn't sure about the last drive.
Well, this week's going to suck a little bit for us, because both Cardinals and the Broncos are on their bye week, as is St. Louis. So I can't watch any of like my regular teams, because I love Peyton Manning. So I like watching the Broncos because of him. Cardinals are my team. And then my buddy Jablonski, he's from St. Louis, so I love watching the Rams just get the shit knocked out of them.
Right.
And so none of them are playing, so I really have like nothing to live for this weekend. Aww. But that's fine, because right now my schedule is Sunday through Thursday, like you. But starting Monday, I'm going through Monday through Friday, like night shift. So it's going to be nice, because now I can drink myself stupid on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Sleep in Monday, and then show up at work and be like, let's go.
What time do you have to be to work?
3:30.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fine. But yeah, I finally started playing fantasy football again, because I played for the last couple of years, and even like 2 years ago or so, when we were doing Murphy's Law and the Mercenaries, we actually did like a fantasy football pool, like in the show.
With you guys?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so it was fun. But
you know, when you talk about them, it's kind of like you're talking about an ex-girlfriend or something.
I know.
And part of me is like, oh, bastards.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know.
It's okay. You're the only one for me.
Yeah. Well, and this wouldn't be as good as it is if you hadn't learned a few things
from the previous ones. Yeah, exactly. If I hadn't had those trials and tribulations, I wouldn't know what I have now.
That's true.
And that's why I appreciate and love you so much.
Yeah.
Because you're the best.
Yeah.
Smooches? Okay.
All right.
So anyways, we had played in the past, and then last year, I couldn't find anyone who was doing a league. And it pissed me off. And I didn't play fantasy football last year. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It'll be fine. I played 4 years in a row since then, right? Or before that. So last year I didn't play, and I fucking hated the entire season.
Because you had nothing to...
I had nothing to do except watch the Cardinals game. And then after that, I'm like, there's 12 other games going on that I don't give a shit about. Because I had nothing vested in it. Whereas,
so the whole basis of it behind it, because you're also talking, I've never done fantasy football. So you go off of player stats and everything. Does that give people a ranking? This is just what I've assumed of the whole thing and how it all works.
Right. So
Here's
how it goes. I'll show you on this side. It's kind of hard because it's on little screens here, right? But
well, if you had the mini iPad mini, this would be a lot easier.
This would be whole different thing.
And if iPad wasn't in timeout over there.
Well, I know, but I don't have anything on my iPad. I don't have my NFL. I don't have Yahoo Fantasy. So it really doesn't matter on this one. But yeah, they are. So right now I'm actually ranked number one on my team or in my league for NFL.
And just so everybody knows, there is one team in his league.
You dick. No, there's 10 teams there, I think. And I'm first place. Well, so the way that fantasy football works is that I get to choose different players from different teams. So I can have Drew Brees, who is my quarterback right now, playing with Marshawn Lynch, who's the running back of Seattle. I think that's right.
How is the league determined? Is it just buddies get together and like, hey, let's all be in a league, but we'll just have different...
You can do that. Or what I did was, like, I was so upset because I wasn't in a fantasy football league in the first week of football this year that I was like, I don't fucking care. So I saw that NFL had one, like NFL.com. So I went ahead and joined a random league there. And then I went and joined a random one in Yahoo. So now I've got two teams running. And I love football again. Because I was able to watch everything last week. Like, we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm watching the Cardinals game versus San Francisco, which, of course, I'm getting a huge boner off of because we start winning in the second or in the third quarter.
I was at that game.
Were you?
No, that's a lie. But carry on.
But then I'm watching the Broncos, right? And I'm all excited because I'm like, well, you know, I want the Broncos to win. But I'm also watching Marshawn Lynch just destroy them. Because he's a beast. So I'm all excited about that on two fronts. And then I was watching the Chicago game on Monday. And I was so excited because the Chicago defense, in the very first 2 minutes, did a pick six. They intercepted and ran it in for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, I'm at like 18 points with my Chicago defense. And I'm just like, yes, this is the greatest year ever. Because I finally enjoyed football again.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was. It was a blast. So that's, if you enjoy it enough this year, we might have to get you into fantasy football next year.
Would you say, like, because I get the whole, I get it. I get the overall gist of football. For somebody who doesn't know, like, all the, like, pick six, I don't know.
Right.
That's the lottery to me. Yeah. That's playing the lottery. I don't know what that is. Could one potentially learn?
Oh, yeah.
A lot from being part of it?
I think I learned more about football from playing fantasy football than I did watching it.
Interesting.
So, and it's cool because it's like, you know, You go in their draft and you know who you kind of have to pick because you've got spots. It'll tell you, okay, you need to have a quarterback, you need to have two running backs, three wide receivers, a kicker, and a defense, and a tight end, right? And so you just go out and you pick those players. You pick those, you know, okay, I know that I've got this tight end. I know I've got Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver, and I've got Marshawn Lynch at running back and blah, blah, blah. And you build the strongest team you can. And so what those guys go out and do throughout their week gets you points based off of how much they do. So it's pretty cool. I like it. Makes it a lot more exciting because every time I saw Marshawn Lynch grab that football, I was like,
okay, go!
Here he goes! I was so excited. And then I get even more frustrated when Marshawn Lynch ran in a touchdown and I'm like, yeah! And all of a sudden I see the flag come flying out because of holding in the backfield. And now I'm freaking out because God damn it, why are you holding when Marshawn Lynch is running in for a touchdown?
Like, why would you do that?
Why'd you do that to me?
Who was a quarterback that scored this past weekend?
What?
There was some quarterback that scored. He caught the ball from either, from I think the wide receiver. Like, the wide receiver threw it to the quarterback,
Johnny,
and they ran in.
It was
like,
Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Johnny Football from the Cleveland Browns.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Too bad he had a flag get thrown and his touchdown didn't count.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, but and that's exactly what I'm talking about. I was like, I never would have thought about these plays beforehand before playing fantasy football. And now I know a lot more about the league because I'm actually watching everything. And it's a lot more fun. So, yeah, my NFL, I am destroying. My Yahoo league, I have never known what rape felt like until this year. Because I'm in last place. I have, like, no hope already 2 weeks in.
So you don't have the same team for each of them? You have, like, different players and everything for the two?
Correct. Yeah, because I didn't do a draft for either of them. I let the system pick for me.
Ah.
Because I was at work. And
that fireball still getting to him.
It did. It caught up to me, and I was like,
just throw up in his mouth a little bit. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a bunch of players, and some of them were great. Some of them were awful. Like I said, I got Marshawn Lynch, who's a top running back. And then I also got, which the system obviously couldn't have known, but I picked up, who'd I get? Oh, Adrian Peterson. That was solid. such a good pick. I'm really glad that, you know, he could start abusing his kid.
Oh, him.
Right at that time. Yeah.
Oh, that's, yes. That's a tricky one.
You know, it that one sucked because, like, I hear about this, and Jess and I are at Applebee's, right? And they're like, well, he's going, you know, he had to turn himself in and blah, 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 because he spanked his kid with a switch, right? Mm-hmm. So he got a branch and psh, psh, psh. And Jess and I are sitting there, and Applebee's like, God dang it. Like, what's this world coming to where someone can spank his kid and he has to go to jail for child abuse?
Yeah.
Because we're like, you know, it's a branch. Yeah, it's going to suck, but it probably wasn't that bad. And then we were corrected.
Yes.
Because then we saw photos. The pictures and we're like, oh, shit. Like, you leave fucking...
Like, down his
open,
legs.
Open wounds down his legs. Like, yeah, that's a little bit further from disciplining your child.
Yeah.
And I got spanked. And
me too.
I'm like 70-30 pretty solid right now in life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think I got my discipline pretty good. My parents never beat me to the point where I was bleeding.
Mm-mm.
Or emotionally traumatized. Like, if I got spanked, it's probably because I fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that kid did not deserve to be bleeding and...
He was little.
Yeah.
I mean, I think spanking and everything, but yeah, that was too far. I got spanked too. My mom had this board that was hung up on the cabinet. It was called the Board of Education.
I love that.
She brought the name from the one that she had. And so she still has one that she had when she was a kid, but we had our own and we used to try to hide it all the time. And
yeah.
You know, and my dad, like, if it was something really bad, it would be bare butt spankings, and that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Some couple times it was with the bell, but mostly it was just with a hand, but there was certainly never anything beyond welts, like a hand mark. Certainly didn't open skin or anything. That was rough.
No, my, you know, my stepdad, he, for my sisters, because I was too old for it at this point. I was, you know, you can ground me from whatever, my books or porn or whatever. But my little sisters, they got the wooden spoon treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it was so good because they were so afraid of the wooden spoon that if they started getting out of hand, he would just go, okay, someone go get me the wooden spoon.
I'm like, oh, no.
And they'd be like, yeah, you just hear all the air come out of the room. And they're like, no, daddy, no.
Please,
he's
no.
Like, you go get me the wooden spoon. And they're like, no. He's like, then you calm down. And they're just,
all right.
Fucking little field mouse, man. They were quiet after that. Yeah.
I remember there was one time my sister was doing something. My mom, you know, moms are usually always the gentle hand. Like, they'll still discipline, but it's softer than a dad will.
Yeah.
And she goes to spank my sister, and she slaps her on the butt, and my sister laughs.
Yeah.
Oh, did that piss my mom off. My mom slapped the hell out of her after that. Just slapped the hell out of her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, so we went through that discipline stuff. If we were in public, my dad could put his hand, and I was doing something, he could just put his hand on the back of my neck.
Uh-huh.
And we knew. And, like, if you'd crunch your shoulders up, he'd just squeeze tighter. And so you just had to be like, oh, put your shoulders down. You knew. And my mom could give us one look in public, and we're like, nope.
Yep.
I'm stopping. She'd go, do we need to go to the bathroom? Nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
That's awesome.
But like you said, we're good functioning adults who most of the time make positive decisions.
We drink a lot.
We do.
But, I mean, it's not entirely their fault.
No, well, I mean, that may have been what drove us to drink. But, I mean, we make good decisions most of the time.
Yeah.
We don't hurt things.
Right, yeah. You know, and like my kids, you know, JC I haven't yet because she's too young to understand, so I'm not going to spank JC.
Mm-hmm.
But Haley's getting to the age where she knows this stuff. And so, you know, she's gotten spanked a couple times, but every time after it's, hey, do you understand why?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Cool, let's go back out there. And she's good, and she's a functioning little kid. But it's almost like I'm afraid nowadays to even, like, say anything about it because, you know, it's going to be CPS saying, what did you strike your child? Well, I spanked her butt.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I'm going to take your kid away. And it's like, great. Great. I was hoping that was going to make a louder
a
sound.
A lot more noise.
Quicker. But I threw it, and it just flew across the room forever.
And I was like, waiting. My mom one time was so frustrated with me. I mean, my mom and I used to butt heads when we were growing up, and she was mad. It was before Christmas, and she was a single mom at this time, and so she was so mad at me, and we're sitting around the kitchen table, and I wanted to separate myself because I was feeling very upset.
So you're telling me that Mr. Christy Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tits McGee?
Yes, that you met.
That's not your real dad? That's your stepdad?
No, that is my dad.
So
and then the gal that was with him was my stepmom, Joan.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. Yes. Okay, continue. Anyways.
Yeah, so Mama Rhonda, she was very upset at me. She was so mad, and I can't remember what she said. She's like, "My mom, I just need to step away." And she goes, "No, you can't, because I'm pissed." And she took this wine cooler that she was drinking, and she tried to throw it across the room to, like, show how pissed she was, and it bounced off the wall and went, like, dun, 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 and just, like, spun on the floor. Oh, she got so pissed because her point was not driven home. It was not.
That is great. Holy cow.
Oh, it was funny.
That's awesome. I love that.
I'm like, oh, I wonder where my sometimes throwing things, although I haven't thrown things in a long time.
Right.
Yeah, back in the day I used to.
I just assume you throw your cats.
Did I throw my cats?
No.
Oh, no, not a chance.
Hold a second. In the microphone, I sound like this.
It'd be more like a No, I don't throw my cats. I don't take it out on them. I don't kick them either. No, usually it would be, I remember one time in college, oh, if my mom hears this, I'm going to be busted because I've carried this on, but
yeah.
I got pissed in my car and I tossed my phone in my car.
Right.
It hit the dashboard, hit the windshield, and the whole windshield goes, no. And it's like spider webs the whole windshield. Like,
what?
Son of a bitch. So I go home that weekend and I'm like, yeah, this rock bounced up and hit my windshield. My mom goes, are you sure? Because there's nothing on the outside. Like, there's not a like, yeah, it just bounced off the windshield.
What the fuck is Detective Mom over here? Like, how would she know? If I saw it, I'd be like, God damn, that's a big rock.
She's a smart, smart lady. Smart lady. Is that, oh, it's Katy Perry's boobs.
Sorry, I just remembered I had it. So I'm like, I'm going to show you Katy Perry's boobs.
Are they real?
They look pretty kind of real. I don't know.
I don't know. You can Google that.
I probably will.
Probably will. Well, you
know. So, yeah. You broke the inside of your glass.
Yeah. The windshield, that was bad.
That's solid work, though.
That same phone, in college, I threw it across the room, and it went through the wall and into the wall, rather
than... Did you have a Nokia phone? Is that what it was? Did you have that brick Nokia that could not be destroyed?
I think this one was like an Ericsson, and I was super excited to get it because the light behind it would change from just the regular color to like a teal if you wanted it to.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was like a Nokia, which basically looked like a house phone that I could put in my pocket. But you could take off the faceplate and put on a new faceplate with the names on it.
Oh, I remember those. Yes,
and
yes.
You could change out the keys on them. So I had red keys with a flame faceplate. I was like the biggest pimp in junior high. Mm-hmm. Like, I walked around eighth grade like, you should see the size of my dick because this phone is fantastic.
This phone is exemplary of everything that's happening down here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. We are on fire.
Fire. But you're not even a redhead, so I hope you're not on fire.
Yeah. No, I'm not. That would be bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys got to see my vinegar strokes.
Ick. Ick.
So, God, this glass is like really empty.
That is. There's still a little bit left. Tip your head back. Open wide. You can get that last little bit. Ugh. I hate that part.
It's the toughest part of the show for you.
Oh, God. Yes. I don't like it.
You just always cut out beforehand?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite part of it?
Not that.
Not that. Mm-mm. Everything leading up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like watching the BJ part, like the whole, I'm like, that's just boring.
So you're just there for the meat and potatoes.
Yep.
All right. So yep. That's good.
Yeah, the other part's boring. I'm like, boring.
Her jaw's got to hurt by now.
Stupid. Nobody enjoys it that much.
Speaking of bad throats, Miss Joan Rivers.
Oh, Joan.
It's been a while since we've had a show, so we have to catch up on all the stuff.
Yes.
You know, we got to talk about J-Law's boobies. We got to talk about Joan Rivers dying.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, you know, in the last one, we talked about Robin Williams, and we're like, you know, these things happen in threes. So there was Joan, so I can't.
Yeah.
Wondering who. But she was like 80-something.
She was really old.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably her time. But not only that, but from what I'm hearing, I heard that, like, was she supposed to be doing work on her vocal cords or no? Because I think I heard the doctor decided, he's like, I should probably work on these vocal cords. Mm-hmm. They sound like shit balls.
We should probably biopsy this. And he wasn't in a place, they had never performed it before there, from what I understand.
Really?
It was just not good.
Yeah, it was rough.
Not good. Yeah, I've always found her to be slightly, mildly annoying. Yeah. Especially on Fashion Police, because her jokes, she always follows her jokes with, I'm just... Like, she says the joke and then just follows it with, I mean, I just, every time, I was it gets under my skin. But, you know, she was a pioneer for women comedians and stuff, and she pissed a lot of people off, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, made fun of things.
That was kind of like her point, like, we can do this. So I can give her some credit.
Yeah.
But she's also like, was just a huge Republican. So I had to love her a little bit for it.
Was she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that about her.
Oh, yeah. She, like, it was like 2 weeks, I think, before she died. But TMZ had this big thing where she just like went off on Obama and like a lot of his like overseas policies. And I was like, well.
Well, I did not know that about you, and I quite enjoy it.
I appreciate you a bit more there, Joan. Thank you. Continue living. Aww. And yeah, I mean, she was just always just very, very outspoken, but I appreciated it. I liked it. I liked it. So it was tough to see that. Maybe it wasn't nearly as tough as Robin Williams, let's be honest.
No, huh?
Robin Williams, everyone's like,
and Joan's like, why? She's like, really? Yeah. I didn't think I thought she had so many procedures. She can't die.
Yeah, exactly. Like she's I thought she was the Terminator inside. Like just built up. Like
she was feisty as hell.
Yeah.
You think there'd be Dick some Clark. Other way? Oh, he passed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like
A couple years ago.
I thought
Ryan Seacrest swooped into that spot, took his 37th job.
Oh, for the like doing the ball dropping and all that stuff.
Yeah, at the end of the year, like that's Ryan Seacrest now.
Is Casey Kasem still around?
No, he died.
He did too? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought I heard him on the radio. I was like, what?
No, they probably did like a thing before him, but.
Oh, just dubbed a bunch of his words together. This is Casey Kasem.
Like when South Park did that chef episode. When you don't remember that? So Isaac Hayes was the voice of South Park.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
You got it.
And that almost
kidding.
Seems like a sacrilege coming from Colorado and so close to South Park, Colorado.
How do you hate South Park?
They're annoying. They killed Kenny. They took our derbs. The only part.
The best part of the show.
The only one.
Derbs.
I like the one where it was Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride, and it's like, it's a gaggle of gay gooses. That was the only one that I liked.
You're talking about like season 5 at this point. Like, they're so far ahead of that.
No, there's a gay lion. Roar. Yeah.
No, South Park is the best. But yeah, Isaac Hayes, he did the voice of Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Isaac Hayes, that soul singer, right?
Yeah.
And so Isaac Hayes was fine joking about everybody, right? And then South Park did a Scientology episode, and he's a Scientologist. And at that point, Isaac Hayes said, well, I can't do this show anymore.
Because of that?
Because they made fun of Scientology. They made fun of his religion.
Oh,
because
he probably had penalties and stuff, because Scientology is kind of weird.
Well, still, they went in what did they do? Oh, they made an episode where Chef dies. And they dubbed his voice over for all this other stuff. So, you know, they took lines from his previous shows that he had done and basically cut him into the new episode, right? So they didn't use his voice for anything, just parts that he had already done. And they basically turned him into a big pedophile for his last episode and then killed him.
Simply because he wouldn't do the other one, make fun of him?
Because he left. Because he quit the show. And so they're like, cool, so we got to kill off Chef somehow.
Wow.
How are we going to do this? We'll turn him into a pedophile.
In a blaze of glory.
And have him get eaten apart by, he gets torn apart by like a bear and a lion and shit. It's awful. But it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Because it shows, don't fuck with Matt Parker and Trey Stone because
they're crazy.
They will destroy you.
You're really selfish on that poor.
It's all right. It's good. It's solid. Keep going.
Yeah.
Good girl.
You have whiskey here, so.
I do. It's somewhere.
In the child's room?
Probably. they don't stop crying.
Is South Park even still doing new episodes?
Yeah, they just had their new episode this week. The season premiere. And they've been gone for 10 months. So they had to do a bunch of different stuff. So one of the things they did was the Washington Redskins.
Oh, I heard about that one. Yeah. Like, but it's not out yet, but there's stuff out there that's like it's super controversial.
Yeah.
Has it aired?
It's already aired, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so basically like the kids are trying to find, they're trying to make a Kickstarter business where they don't have to do anything. Everyone just gives them money, right? And so they're trying to find out like this big, like the big new name. And so like you see Cartman, he wakes up, he's like, Boner City. No, Boner Forest. And then you see like Kyle and Cartman, or Kyle and Stan, and they're like, like Splugosaurus Rex. They're trying to think of these names. So then they show up at this lawyer's office and they're trying to create an LLC. And every name they use, like Boner Forest, she's like, nope, that's taken. Nope,
like,
that's
damn.
Taken. And so eventually they land on this one name, which is like furry balls plopped dominantly on the table. And she's like, congratulations, that's available. And then, like, that just doesn't work. And then Cartman comes running in. He's like, I got the best name. That's brand. Anyone can use it. The Washington Redskins. Because they got their trademark revoked. And so they're trying to use the Washington Redskins for the entire episode on their Kickstarter company. And basically the actual football team, the Washington Redskins, come to them at one point like, look, you don't understand. It's offensive to us that you're using that. And you're hurting our people. And we're a proud nation of Washington Redskins. Oh, and so they're just busting down on them. And then at one point, like, they basically get into all this horrible stuff. Like, at one point, there's an elevator beating scene where one Washington Redskin is just hiding in the dark. And this one woman comes in at Kickstarter. And she's like, I'm in the elevator. And he just, boom, knocks her out. Total Ray Rice. And it's
That's so soon. I say so, but not too. Yeah, it's so soon. It's so soon.
And yeah, so they just do a Ray Rice montage and they just throw all this stuff in there. It's fantastic. It was such a funny episode.
That's intense.
It was really intense.
I like where they're going with that. I was actually excited to see that on the game with the Redskins the other day. It was actually still in the end zone. It still said Redskins. Because I think the whole thing's bullshit.
Well, and it will. Because what are they going to call themselves in the meantime?
Yeah.
Right now, it's not that they can't call themselves that. It's that their trademark on it is gone. So I could go out and make a Washington Redskins shirt and not get sued for it.
Yeah.
Because their trademark has been pulled. But that team is the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had all these studies come out where it's like they ask people of those nations, they're like, look, do you care that they call themselves the Washington Redskins? And they're like, no, we don't care.
No.
There's a state here in Arizona, or not state. There is a like Apache or Navajo nation up here in Arizona in the White Mountains. Their school is called the Redskins.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's in the White Mountains?
Yeah.
Because that really bothers me.
Yeah. It should be the Navajo Apache Caucasian.
Yeah.
Hispanic.
Yeah. I don't like that it's a White Mountain.
Blackish Mountains.
Yeah.
The Jackson Mountains.
Well, we can't call them the...
Zing.
We can't call them the Rocky Mountains because that's already taken.
It is taken.
The Bouldery Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would prefer not white.
The Cold Mountains.
Yeah.
Mordor.
I don't know what that means.
What? It's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
I had to do four different things to get that sound over.
It would have been funny at first, folks, but then it was just excessive.
You're sad.
It's falling. What? Oh, it may have just been your mouth moving it down. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. I've seen one of the Harry Potters.
One?
One.
Hold on a second.
I don't want to watch it.
You sure? Because I have them all right here.
Ugh, more than nothing.
Why? So you want to watch them more than nothing? If you want to watch nothing, then you wouldn't take it. You should probably watch all 7 or 8 because there's 8.
Nope.
What else have I got in this? You want to watch Zero Dark Thirty?
Nope. Seen it.
Watch Back to the Future?
Seen it. What, they're coming out with those shoes, you know.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Now, if they can only come out with a hoverboard.
Yeah, it's about time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure they've got the technology. This is stupid.
Well, I think that while they started, have you seen the flyboard? Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Star Wars?
We've been over this time and time again.
Why do you not just come over here? Like, I just need to... Let's just get a day where I can get a babysitter and we'll just chill out and watch Star Wars. The last three. The original three. Because the first three sucked dick. And that's a proven fact.
Like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent of...
That is a scientific fact.
Okay, speaking of science. So it'd be like... I was like, Shane... Why don't you just come over and watch the Nova episode on the male or on the female reproductive system?
Yeah, okay. I mean, like we were talking before, like I need new porn.
We're not talking forceps and stuff. We're just talking like it's just. I think maybe I saw it a couple times or like parts of it when I was younger with my dad, but I have no interest in it. I don't do the fantasy things. I don't do humans. I don't do what movie is that from? Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's looking for animals and stuff. But no, I just have no interest in it.
Man.
Yeah.
I would watch the Nova for you. What? What is wrong with it?
I felt somebody tickle my chin on this mic. What do you do with this mic? Is there hair stuck on it?
I don't do anything. Who had it last week? or last month.
Ed.
Was Ed had it?
Ed or... I almost called her Jenny. I don't know where Jenny,
Jenny came from.
I don't know.
Like, I got my friend Forrest.
I don't know, because Ed's way smarter than Forrest ever was or ever could be. But I don't know where Jenny came
from.
But
you got Jenny.
Jenny. Yeah, they're a good couple.
I had like fun with them. I like them a lot. She's way prettier than he deserves, though. That's just... It's tough.
She is pretty.
It's got to be tough for him.
Yeah.
You think he wakes up in the morning, he's like, God, I'm just solid here.
Yeah. He's like, I'm good.
You know what's got to be, right? That little motherfucker's got a big old wing wang.
This is just a baby. Yours is bigger. Why? Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything in the context of that.
Let's go.
So
here we go.
Wrong. That was so wrong. Yeah. What we're talking about is
I'm
going to
make that
shot.
A sound clip. I will make that a sound clip here. So from now on, whenever I need to make a point, I'm going to be like, yo, Ed's got a really big wing wang. Yours is bigger. Yes, it is.
It's just a baby. Yours is bigger. I was talking about shots that I just poured, little half shots.
Don't even try to get out of it. I know exactly where it's at. It was at a minute into this, or an hour into the show.
Like it's a minute in?
You said mine
was
bigger.
We've been talking longer than that. Don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, it turns out the wine top doesn't fit quite as well on the Fireball, but they're both empty, so that's fine. Do you want to trade? Are you sure? Are you going to be all right?
I got it.
All right. Just so you guys know, that's a third of what he shot the other two times, and he still bitches about it.
It's so hot.
It's not.
It's like drinking devil cum.
Oh, God. Maybe it's because I've eaten a lot of chips and salsa in the last 24 hours, so my tongue is all like, nah. Yeah. I did absolutely nothing this weekend. Lazy.
Clearly. It sounds like it.
Lazy.
That's all right.
I did wash my sheets, and that's all I got.
No, that's good.
It's the most productive thing I did. Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm glad you got some cleanliness, I guess, in your house.
Next to godliness.
Clearly, I'm getting like drunk when I can't even say cleanliness right. You got cleanliness in your house.
Cleanliness.
What I really like is how good you and I are at dropping out of a clear cut and just going back into a conversation that we started 10 minutes ago.
We're like, oh, yeah, so anyway.
Anyways,
yeah, that's fine.
No big deal. I hope no one caught that. It's a good thing we have the sound, like the music going over us, because no one noticed.
They didn't pick up on anything.
It doesn't even matter. They probably didn't even get to minute and two, or an hour and 2 minutes at this point.
Blah, blah. A minute and two.
Yeah. I wonder if people listen to this just to hear how drunk we get throughout the episode.
I don't know. You compare right now to last weekend.
Oh, my God. We are.
Yeah. Bring your babies. Bring your children. We'll watch them, and they'll be definitely safe compared to how it was last year.
Yeah, we are scholarly right now.
Yeah, last year. I mean, last time.
Last year. Fuck. It felt that long.
It was a mess. I listened to that second half. Oh, it was a disaster.
It gets rough.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a little irreverent in some places where there were some things that transpired after that we found out, and so I regretted some of the conversations we had last time. Felt like the worst people in the world.
But they were good. Come on.
They were. I know.
It's... Should we... I guess we need to.
I don't know.
He'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because Grandpa's not going to worry about it at this point.
I know.
So last week we talked, or last month. Yeah, it's been. Mm-hmm. I keep messing that. But last month we made some jokes about Parkinson's.
Yeah. Well, Ed was trying to talk about his grandfather, and it quickly
and
derailed.
Yeah, it derailed hard because
he didn't
saying,
get to say anything.
He really didn't.
Mm.
But Christy,
all that we know is that Shane has a Parkinson's spot.
A Parkinson's spot. Yeah, I really do. We knew that was coming. But the grandfather that Ed was talking about actually passed away, and we were really sad about it because it was just like, well, I say we were really sad. We just felt like horrible people.
Yes.
Because it was like, oh boy, we just made these jokes. And then I think we both kind of looked at each other at one point and we were just kind of like, oh, well, that's just what we're going to do. And that's who we are. And in the end, I mean, I feel like his grandfather probably would have appreciated the fact that we were thinking about him in his final days. And I'm really sure that had we had the chance, he would have shook my hand.
Yeah.
Very, very hard.
Well, I think there's two parts. Probably if Ed is any any inclination as to how his grandfather may have been. Had his grandfather not been in that position, he probably maybe would have been making the same jokes and been all in on that, because he sounded like a cool guy from the like 2 seconds that we allowed Ed to speak.
Right, right.
During that. And I think the oh well that we threw out there was like, oh, nothing we can do about it now. And we really actually do feel bad. Like, oh, and it should be one of those lessons, like, we shall not make fun of people, but... Oh.
But I'm going to. That we're going to, because we never know. Because who knows? We could have made fun of Joan Rivers that week.
That's true.
And been like, oh, my God, I think she's going to die soon, because her vocal cords are all... Blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, the next day, she dies.
And I know that Ed was very close to his grandpa, and so that's what makes me feel bad. Yeah. I'm like, oh, maybe he had really good things to say, and then we just didn't let him, and it just derailed.
Well, you know what? If he had showed up for this show, he could have said really nice things. I'm sure we would have given him 30 seconds to say something nice.
30 whole seconds.
Come on, time is money in this show, and we're not making shit, so we got to give him something.
Yeah, but we do, you know what? Ed's grandpa.
Ed's grandpa. Got to get that. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Did I go to that wedding between the last show and this show? Do you remember I went to that wedding, right? When was that? Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? I think I went the week after the last show. That's where I got these mason jars.
Oh.
Because...
That's a good take-home gift.
It was really cool. It was Jess's cousin and her and his fiance, and they got married. And yeah, this is one of the things they were giving out at the front. They're like, you know... They had, like, your name and your table attached to the mason jar. Oh. It was pretty cool. And then you could fill up with beer or, like, their signature drink that they had there.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we grabbed a couple.
And then if someone finds your mason jar sitting lowly, you can just go put it on the table. And then hopefully you'll be able to stumble your way back over there and find it and pick it up. All full of roofies and everything.
It was one of the first times that I really wish that I had, like, herpes or something. So that I could find someone that I didn't like in her family that wasn't next to their cup. And just walk up and be like... Enjoy your herpes and just leave it and walk away. I don't have them. I said I wish I had them. That's too far.
Where's the goddamn soundboard with the crickets when you need it? What the hell? How was that too far?
How was that too far?
It was like a flip change. I'm like, whoa, did you just go manic or something? Like, oh, I just wish that I did. I wish that there was somebody that I didn't like, and I wish that I liked herpes and had them, because I would have given them to everybody.
I would have given them the herpes. Just walk around. Wow. It was like a
just because everybody had open glasses, you don't wish that normally when you're in establishments with open glasses?
No.
Like you're at Chipotle and everybody just has their straws, you just don't think about that?
No.
It's only at weddings?
Because they probably like everyone at Chipotle. But, I mean, it's her family. Can't like everybody.
You don't like Jess's family?
I like a lot of her family. But there's a few people there that I'm like, man, I wish you had herpes.
Why?
Just because...
Oh.
You know, it's, you get those ones that you're just like, come on, you know you got to have somebody on people's side that you're like, man, I wish you had herpes. There's nobody that you work with on a day-to-day basis or that you hang out with.
Oh, we're talking
family.
Whatever. Works different.
Yeah. I wish everyone had herpes.
No, because like, that shit will spread like wildfire.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's a fucking cesspool. But, I mean, like, you know, you got friends that bring friends to bars. And you're like, man, I wish that friend had herpes. I don't really know you, but I really fucking hope you get Lou Gehrig's disease.
No, because then you would have done the ice bucket challenge for them.
Yeah. Boom, chick.
Yeah. And you thought that died off quick. Well, no. Did no, it really I, no, I suppose it went for a while.
That
it went
for
a while.
Like a month, and it raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, good on them.
Yeah.
I was happy about people who I nominated and made do it. Because my freaking friend, Eric Jablonski, was like, look what I can do. I could do a big bucket. And I'm like, fuck you. I'll do buckets and an ice bath.
And your friend Christy was like, nope.
No, my friend Christy didn't do anything. Do you donate?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, congrats. That's cool.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I didn't donate. I just dumped fucking cold water on my head. I'm like, I can't. I'm too poor. I got kids. Dump.
I don't know where you got the ice from, because you guys never have goddamn ice. I was surprised to see 3 trays full of ice.
Yeah, you're welcome. We did that for you.
Did you?
No.
Because before I leave, I'm going to put them in the box and I'm going to refill them, so that way you guys at least have ice for a day.
Right.
Be adults and fill up your ice keepers.
I went out and bought 3 bags of ice for that.
You know, Chick-fil-A, had it been like McDonald's, although Chick-fil-A will never be like McDonald's because Chick-fil-A is amazing.
Amazing and better.
If they had sold bags of ice, I was going to bring you one as a joke. Because every time I come here, there's not... But instead, I just decided to bring
it's not a joke,
because
I'd be like, thanks.
Thanks. But But then what sucks about bagged ice, you put it in the freezer and it comes out in a block. And you're like, if I wanted to do an ice sculpture, I would have planned for it. That is not what I wanted.
Exactly.
I wanted refreshing cocktails and refreshing refreshments.
Yeah, but instead you got to take a freaking ice pick and look like you're jerking off the ice
knife.
Because you're just like, well, bam, bam, bam. A butter knife? No.
Well, I don't have an ice pick.
You should get one.
My last victim.
Oh, I see what you did there. Still got pubes on there?
There's still something on here.
Who knows? I would like to say that I went ahead and just pubed out on that microphone, but I didn't.
Gross. Really gross.
I like a clean landscape, but whatever. What else? God, I know I had something other that popped in my head. I was like, I gotta talk about this, but I can't remember what it was.
I had a problem on my way here. As you know, this is a day trip for me.
Yeah.
Although, for some reason, each time I drive here, it gets shorter and shorter of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're getting used to it. It seems super far.
I still have to do Google, or do the maps every time.
Oh my God, why?
But I think if I just, instead of taking the road that's by me, if I took the one that starts with an O, and just took that one straight out,
yeah,
it would, I think it would make it easier for my memory, because I can get there.
If you go to, yeah, if you go to power turns and turn on Ocotillo and just keep going, you're fine.
How many miles, Shane?
15.
And then you take a ride on what? I'm just seeing how far I'll go with this.
It's somewhere. Yeah. I'm not going to tell people where I live.
So if I just went
my
straight.
Social security number is also
547729er. I don't know.
I was going to say, you're running out of 35 digits through a 9-digit number.
So my aunt last weekend, she called and was checking on some insurance claim, gives them their social, and they're like, there's two people in the system with this social security number. I wonder where the other person bought theirs. That's troublesome. Yeah, that is troublesome.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's funny because I hear so many people nowadays that are like, oh yeah, my cards got changed because of the Target scam or the Home Depot scam. Like, shit just gets stolen all the time now.
Yeah, but if you've seen the new PayPal commercial, you don't have to worry about that.
Is that true?
No, I don't know. It's just what they say. Well, I mean, everything on commercials and the internet is true. So you're probably fine.
Here's what I know.
Just put your numbers into this website and everything will be secure.
Clearly.
You'll receive an email confirmation so you know that it's legit. And if you have any questions, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Here, let me show you something.
Contact
here.
The Nigerian prince for any questions.
Right. He's a good guy.
He is. He certainly is.
So just to give you an idea here, because we're talking about people getting their shit jacked, a buddy of mine who shall not be named, but he knows who he is. And God bless you, sir.
He knows who he himself is or who the culprit?
No, who he is.
If he's listening. If you're listening, right, you know who you are. Okay.
You're my best bro, and God bless you for all of your goodness. Has sent me... Ooh, they got new ones.
Hmm.
Oh, a lot of new ones. Fantastic. All these chicks who are getting their stuff hacked, like phones and all that, there is a big list on the internet of all those celebrities. And you'll notice that I'm still going.
And those are people who has their, like, where we can see pictures or have access to their financial data?
No, this is... No, not their financial data, but...
This is a giant DB?
Yeah, just a big database of naked photos. So let's try...
And folks, if anyone out there is counting, this is number 4 that he's come back to celebrity tits.
And I really have to because it's that big a deal because there's that many out there. Okay. Do you know, have you ever seen What Happens in Vegas? With Ashton Kutcher, Cameron Diaz?
No.
All right. Well, you probably know who this chick is anyways, but let's see.
Do there any dudes in there?
No. I mean, there's a couple of wieners, but there's no one you know. So it doesn't really matter. But let me pull this here together. And so just to give you an idea, I'm sure once you see this person, you're going to be like, oh, I know who that is. But just like,
isn't it interesting how you can see a set of jugs that could have pasties on and it's still not as good as seeing like the whole thing? Like, I mean, the pasty could be the exact circumference of said nipple, but it's still not.
It's not the same. If I don't see everything, it does not matter.
I don't know who that is, but her boobs are big.
They're fantastic, right? Well, she's been in a couple things, but let me... I mean, like I said, she was in that.
Sound like if you motorboated her?
It would. Okay, here. I'll give you someone else. Who do you want? You want Selena Gomez?
No.
You want Kaylee Cuoco?
Don't know who she is.
You want Anna Kendrick?
Don't know who she is.
Oh, my God. Lily Sobieski?
Name sounds familiar. Sure.
Yeah? Sure. She was the girl in What Dreams... No. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yeah. And also Glass House.
Glass House. Yep.
She's super obnoxious. And she was also in Never Been Kissed. She was the dork, Alpo.
Yep. You got it. All right. Let's see if I can find a good one for you. Here we go. Yep, that'll work. Apparently she had an old phone in the past because her pictures are awful.
Unless she Instagrammed that. It almost looks like for a second that she had a penis in that one.
She didn't Instagram, but like there's that there. And then... Yeah, I know, a little rough.
Oh, that's nice.
Solid. It's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else you want? Vanessa Hudgens?
No. I feel like she's 15.
She probably is. Jenny yeah. McCarthy?
I've seen her.
Who else we got? Oh, you want to see Amber Heard? It's, what's his face? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Depp. Oh, I did get I met him in Vegas.
You want to see his fiance?
Sure. I cannot believe that George Clooney's getting married. He was like the guy who said that he would never get married. He's getting married this weekend.
Right. Ooh. I didn't want to do that one.
No?
No, sorry. All right, here we go.
Oh, stupid. So Johnny Depp's browser. Oh, yeah.
Johnny Depp's fiance is all Nikki.
Fair enough. Went on her side.
Anyways, so like there's this huge database of just amazingness out there. And yeah, that's what the show's going to be about. It's just how goddamn good all these boobies are.
Are you permitted to say the name of said database? Because I hear that they're really cracking down. Like if anybody spreads it or anybody says anything.
That's why I'm not. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not. Because
inquiring minds who want to know will find it.
Yes.
There's no need.
It's not tough, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to give it to you because if somebody does manage to put this out there, I'm going to be like, hey, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, especially because you have certain job aspirations. Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
My name is Ed Elkins, and the site was this.
Love.
I've got a wife named Erin.
My name is Ed.
I'll throw them both under the bus. Erin Elkins showed me this website, and we fapped together.
And oh my God, she's a spinner, folks. Jesus Christ.
It was such a good part of that show.
That really was a good part of that show.
It was good.
Yeah.
No, my God, an hour and 17 minutes.
I know. Really can't compare to this show. This is kind of like the rewarm up. We have to find something to trumpet. But this was good.
I think this was a good show.
Yeah.
So I was really happy having you back.
Yes.
It was good seeing you.
I'm sorry that I passed up for the brew tour.
That's all right. It's all right. Next time you'll know better.
I will.
You'll know that Shane takes precedence.
Mm-hmm.
And that when Shane and Christy are apart, it's a bad time.
All by myself.
Fantastic. So, I am Shane Murphy. This is episode 8 of the Man Cave Broadcast. I'm so happy that I have my broad with me.
Oh, yeah. You got Man Cave Broad right here. This is Christy.
I do. I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We love you. I love you.
I love you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, thanks again for everyone coming out. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and I think there's Facebook out there maybe. But hey, we'll see y'all next time. Good night.
Peace out.